Live from the historic Detroit Golf Club, home of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. It's the Spin on Golf Show presented by Rocket Mortgage. With your hosts, PGA professionals Jordan Young, Mike Fay, Brian Cairns, and WJR's own Sean Bullegian.
And welcome to the beautiful Detroit Golf Club tonight. Another edition of Spin on Golf here on 760 WJR. My name is Sean Bullegian. My pal Jordan Young to the right of me. BC, I believe, is going to be joining us at some time from parts unknown. Is that the best way to say it?
Yeah, I would say he's probably somewhere tuning in and joining us. I don't know where he's at, but I see his face on the screen.
Mike Fay will not be joining us. He started his new gig today, as a matter of fact. He is now a caddy.
It's a high-paying job. Let's just say that.
Well, you know what? I mean, how cool is that, though? He's getting a chance to caddy for his daughter.
He's caddying for his daughter. Ironically, at Fox Hills.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah,
I tweeted it out. If you want to see a picture of Mike Fay caddy, we will definitely get that to you. So much going on. As always, we're going to be talking about what's going on in the golf world. We have a special guest coming up on the show today as well, talking about some good golf right in our own backyard. Amy McMillan, director of the Huron Clinton's Metro Parks. She's going to be joining us at 7:32. We also may be talking about a road trip that we'll be taking. Just stick with us, okay? We might be taking the show on the road. And when you think of, you know, on the road, Jordan, you know, maybe one of the beautiful courses out in California, maybe one of the beautiful courses, Kiowa, right?
Hey.
A beautiful area down there.
Bannon Dunes?
Wait, no, you know what? I picked the most beautiful spot I can think of to take us on the road.
Oh.
Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay, we can do that.
We'll tell you why. All right, coming up in a little bit. What's new with you, man?
I know, just a good long weekend. We got, and my wife's birthday was yesterday, so we had a little nice dinner. And
happy birthday, belated.
Yeah, and it was her grandfather's birthday today, 99 years old.
God bless him.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, and he actually plays golf still 2 times a week.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, he still gets mad if he doesn't play well.
In the area?
What's that?
Is he in the area?
Yeah, he's in the area.
Oh, awesome.
I missed the party today, so Eugene Poupard, happy 99th.
Oh, I love hearing that. You know, you know what? Honestly, my grandfather did until he got really sick. Mm-hmm. He was 86.
Yeah.
And that spring, he was still golfing. And, you know, unfortunately, things went downhill pretty quickly and all that. Yeah. But he enjoyed it. That was his thing.
He still wants to know how he doesn't hit it further. You know, he wants to see. You know, it's crazy. Golf right to the end, man.
It's a common theme.
Yeah.
That's
us golfers. We are we're cranky. We get cranky because
it quite a bit. It is
greedy and cranky.
And you know what? It is the ultimate. I've never seen anything like it. Just the desire to be better.
Mm-hmm.
Like honestly, I mean, there's just this desire to be better in this game that I just don't see in other games. I'm serious.
The pixie dust.
Yeah.
Right?
It's just, you know, even, you know, some guys, you go out, you play your softball, or maybe you play in the beer league hockey. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're just going out and having a good time. Not in golf. There's no such thing as going out and having a good time. It's about trying to get better. You know,
if you're not getting better, you're getting worse.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
It's just kind of a road trip for you, though.
It is a road trip for me.
Detroit Golf Club.
Well, you know what? Mike Parsons, I have not been here. I was here with you the last time I was here. It was for the Rocket Mortgage Classic 2 years ago. And I was hosting the afternoon show that week. You have no reason to recall that.
No, I remember it.
Remember, it was about 190 degrees.
Yeah.
Like one day out here.
That's why I remember it.
It was like, Jordan, it was one of those days.
The Tito's was flowing that day, I think.
It was warm that day. But I haven't been out here since then.
Yeah. And with, you know, everyone coming back to North, it's the first time you and I have been in the room for, in a very long time.
Yeah. It really is amazing. Let us know when you have BC, because we have a lot of things to talk about with BC in particular. Oh, there he is. Say his name and he shall appear.
Yeah.
BC, I don't know if you know this, but we need to talk to Jeff Marcero. I'm all for taking the show on the road in the first week of July and maybe hitting an exotic city like, oh, I don't know, Omaha, Nebraska. How does that sound? Are you busy that weekend?
BC on mute. How about that?
All right. Yeah, we're having a problem with the communication and everything, but in case you missed it, congratulations go out to our buddy, our pal, BC.
Yeah.
He is going to be playing in Omaha for
the Senior Open.
The Senior Open coming up, what was it, July 9th, correct?
That sounds about right.
So correct, congratulations to BC. If we can hook up with BC audio-wise, that would be great. But in the meantime, the news came down. And BC, honestly, let's try it again. We're so happy for you, man.
Thank you.
Tom Werkmeister as well. Tom finished first. I believe he shot 70 at Knollwood. I think it was last Monday or Tuesday. And Brian played in a five-way playoff. And I think it went five holes, ironically, and he came out on top.
So, isn't that awesome?
Yeah,
oh, what a great story. So we'll be keeping an eye on that. As always, we'll let you know what happened in the tour today. Some good golf down at the Charles Schwab. Mm-hmm. This is where I miss Mike Fay, because Mike Fay always has his sheet of what's going on in the LPGA as well. So,
well, they're playing in Vegas.
I'm going to tap Jordan on the shoulder for that, because it's anytime Vegas is involved, I think Jordan kind of has the beat.
I mean, you know, they're playing at Shadow Creek, which kind of is my second home over there, and it's just an awesome place. It's exclusive. And they're playing right now. I think the televised, match play has started here on 5 or 6:30 on TV. So if you want to catch it, you want to see a beautiful golf course. I mean, I was at Augusta 2 or 3 years ago. That was pretty spectacular. Shadow Creek is awesome. And this is the first match play event for the girls. They're down to the final four right now. Sophia Popov and Al Ewing, Arya Jatanagarn, and Sashan Fang. So they're playing right now. I believe they're about 6 to 9 holes in. Awesome golf course. Pretty cool spot out there.
One of the things that I remember about the whole COVID thing from last year was doing the show from home. And if it wasn't our first show, it was one of our first shows, the match. It was awesome. Yeah. And we were all into it. It was funny because we'll let you kind of behind the scenes of the show. We get a chance to commiserate with one another before the show starts via StreamYard, and we say hello to everybody watching on StreamYard. Hi. But it was funny watching the match, if you remember Phil and Tiger and Peyton and Tom Brady. And to a man, I don't want to speak for you, Jordan, I think we all thought that was a pretty cool event, right?
It was cool. It's tough to get a feel for the course on TV, and you be there, it's in person. It's kind of like at Augusta, it's quite different. But you know, they have that putting green, which we usually go out and hang out at night on, and where they hit those shots, that like the 19th hole is interesting to see that shot. It's pretty cool. But it was cool. I mean, you know, those two guys going at it, why not, right?
Well,
now things have changed so much since then, right?
Oh, has it ever? And we're going to get into that. See, he's a radio pro now. He knew where I was going with that.
Yeah.
That's what we call in the business a tease. We'll come back and talk about it. And how real is this Bryson Brooks thing? Because I think some people, I actually heard a couple people say they're playing that up. I don't think they're playing it up, and I'm going to talk to you about that.
I don't know. I just, you know, there's guys that don't like each other, and there's guys that hang out a lot. I mean, stuff goes on, but I mean, that video that we were watching, and if you haven't seen it, try to pick it up on social media, of Brooks doing that interview with the Golf Channel. I mean, he was pissed, and he didn't give a crap what he was saying, right? And you know, Bryson walks behind him. I don't know if he said something or not, but you know, Brooks doesn't like the show that goes on. But hey, it's entertaining.
It kind of reminded you of an old married couple where, you know, the littlest thing's gonna bug you. The sound of his cleats drove me out of my mind. That's where we're at with those two. We'll talk about that. Don't you go anywhere. Spin on Golf on a Sunday night. Glad you could join us. We are at the beautiful Detroit Golf Club. Very happy to be here on 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the Spin on Golf Show, presented by Rocket Mortgage and the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Now back to your hosts, PGA professionals Jordan Young, Mike Fay, Brian Cairns, and WJR's own Sean Bolegian.
I want to take you back. I mean, a little over a year ago, the match took place. And if you remember, we hadn't had sports in quite some time. And chances are, if you're listening to this show, you were a sports fan of one way, shape, or form. And I think so many people were excited to not only see the match for what it was, Tiger and Phil and Peyton and Brady, but how is this going to work out? And there were so many little things, Jordan, not even from a golf standpoint, but from a broadcasting standpoint, from a fan standpoint, to hear them chirping at each other and so many of those things. It was, to me, that was a cool watch. There was a human element. I think that human element is going to be front and center for this year's version, as it's going to be Brady and Mickelson and Rogers and DeChambeau. Oh, is that going to be fun?
I don't know what it is about Rogers. I just don't. I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
And I mean, I like DeChambeau as far as his game and what he does and how he's an innovator and stuff. But man, that is an odd pairing. That is an odd pairing. Where did Peyton Manning go? That guy should be on every match. That guy is awesome.
Outstanding. Yeah, he's got that.
He's got his
quick
own
wit.
He's got his own TV commercials with all these music guys. What's that guy's name? I can't remember.
Brad Paisley.
Paisley, and he's got this and that with the insurance. I mean, and the guy's a comedian, and he's a golfer.
Yeah.
And by the way, he's a pretty good ex-quarterback too, right?
Yeah.
How is he not? He's got to have something going on.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but of course the backdrop to that was Brooks Koepka with kind of a shoehorn, trying to shoehorn him his way in and everything. Jordan, as far as you know, and this is where if we can get
I don't know anything.
Is that real? BC's waving his hand like, I know. And I love to hear BC because I don't know if you know this. I think the province of Ontario and Bryson DeChambeau are the only multiple winners of the Punk of the Week.
Well,
if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, BC.
We won't bring that up, but definitely the province of Canada, which hopefully
there's not a province of Canada.
Yeah, it's a Come province on. Of Canada. It's a province because it's
Jeez,
not.
Jeez, it's called a country.
Not a country. It's not a country. I
BC
don't know what it is because
is,
they don't let the people be free.
Is this Koepka DeChambeau stuff? Like totally on the up and up. This isn't made for television or anything. Is this real?
I'd say it's 50-50.
Yeah.
Well, it's not made up. They don't like each other.
Yeah, but are they playing it up a little bit?
No.
You don't think they are? No. I almost got the impression like they don't like each other, but they also
yes.
know that it sells.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
I don't think the Koepka cares. I really don't think he cares. I think he just that's what he is, right? He's whatever.
Look at that eye roll. That eye roll was so
DC, we're showing the eye roll right now. That look of disgust. You can't fake that.
It was a Saturday Night Live skit. It was kind of like
was it really?
Yeah, I think it was Saturday Night Live skit. Oh.
Yeah, they even put DeChambeau kissing him in a
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that was great.
BC, I got a couple questions
there's
for you.
Some hatred between the two.
I got a couple questions for you. You know, your good buddy Bob Sowards played in the senior PGA along with a bunch of our other friends locally, Jim Dieters, Ron Berman, Kevin Muir, Scott Hebert. I don't know if I'm missing anybody else, but anyways, Bob finished, I want to say he was T6, and Bob is the four-time National PGA Player of the Year. And it was interesting. I know I played a practice round with him, and I know he played with you too at the PGA. Great guy. I didn't remember his daughter's name was Jordan, but his goal this week was to make enough money to pay for a couple years of school, and his T6, which I haven't looked official, but he's going to make something north of $100,000, probably about $104,000.
Yeah, so, well deserving. Bob's a good guy, a good friend, and he's, you know, he played out there for a couple of years and couldn't make it, obviously. But I tell you what, he hits that big old high cutty right back in the middle of the fairway every time, and it's coming down like a parachute. So, yeah, good for Bob. That's a perfect golf course for him. Southern Hills was a brute, I heard, from Scotty Hebert.
Yeah.
But, Bobby's a great dude. He's a great individual, too. He cares, you know, he cares like the rest of us about golf.
BC, and now that we've got you, I can tell you, and obviously we'd love to get your reaction. Congratulations. You know, a huge honor for you. You are going to be traveling to Nebraska the first week of July. I mean, number one, thoughts on the five-way playoff, and how excited are you to be heading to Omaha?
I'm really excited. This is the third time for the USGA senior, the US Open senior. We, you know, it was a five-way playoff, just sitting around, and guys kind of made a lot of bogeys late. And Tom and I were sitting over there next to the 18th green watching guys make bogeys coming in, and it went from maybe playing for an alternate to, okay, five guys for one, let's go tee it. You know, and one of my students, caddy for me, Matt Manns, and we both pulled out driver on number 10. The rest of the guys were pulling out hybrids and everything else. I went, nah, I'm in driver. let's just get on with this. Hit driver down there, and I hit a perfect. Greg Davies did too, and Mike Anderson was in the playoff. And I was the last one to hit. I kind of hit a scuffy wedge about 13, 14 feet and kind of hit a good putt. Matt,
that's good.
Read it perfect.
Oh, that's beautiful. So what's the scenario you're taking off? We're trying to hit Marcero up to have the whole group go out there, do the show live from Omaha. I semi-joking kid, but what's the scenario? Take us into that week, and what's the process for getting ready for an event like that?
Well, obviously, I immediately called our good friend Graham Polakoff and said, I better get my butt in the gym and at least be somewhat flexible and ready for the week and in good shape. So that was the first thing the next morning. But obviously, I'm going to go in there July 4th, Sunday, and maybe walk, play nine holes in the afternoon. And Jordan knows what I'd like to do. I like to play golf and to take a look at the golf course and then, you know, get some rest. It's going to be hot, but I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. I got a totally different attitude this time around because I'm in a better place personally. And the students are doing well. Things are going pretty well for me. So I'm in a better frame of mind. I really look forward to playing golf that week.
Just outstanding. It really is. And, you know, Jordan, it's one of those things, all kidding aside, I know you've been able to take some trips with BC in the past. I mean, you got to be sitting there as a friend and a colleague, pretty excited about this.
Yeah, I mean, he's played in a ton of these events. And, you know, we talk a lot, all the time. And, you know, his body hasn't been working very good lately. So, and he'd be the first one to admit it. And but he's never out of anything. So for him to snag a spot, I mean, I'm not surprised. I'm never surprised. But a nice little reward for him and a good opportunity to go there and play again against some of the best.
Yeah, we'll be keeping an eye on that. Omaha, Nebraska. BC, you've never been out there, huh?
I haven't played Omaha, Nebraska. A couple of my friends did. Kevin Muir played. Actually, we were doing the show that one night, and Kevin almost made the cut. And Lee Hudeman played there. But I'm going to rely on their knowledge before I get there to kind of have to do a prep, but man, I'm really looking forward to that one.
Do you guys get a chance to check any of the Charles Schwab Challenge out? Jordan, you're shaking your head. Yes. Today, full disclosure, guys, this was a honeydew day. I had so many things to do around the house. It was, you know, I kept looking at my phone and everything, but I had a lot of honey. Will you do this type of things today? What's your takeaway?
Yeah, I mean, Cockrack with second win of the year, 14 under, him and Spieth battled it out. Guys were coming back to the field off the get-go. I mean, Spieth started with a bunch of bogeys, so did everybody else, and it got kind of interesting. I mean, Spieth shot three over. Charlie Hoffman shot five under today and moved up to a T3. You know, if you would have told Jason Cockrack, who's a Xavier alum, big kid, good kid, hits it a long ways, if you shoot even par today, where do you think you're going to finish? I guarantee he wouldn't have said first. Mm. So, you know, he finishes first by two shots. I don't know where he is in the FedEx Cup, but he's got to be in the top four, five, or six. So good for him. Good young player. And Spieth seems to be back.
Good stuff. That'll be something to look forward to as well. Don't you go anywhere. Special guests coming up. We'll be joined by Amy McMillan, the director of Huron-Clinton Metro Park. She will be joining us next on a Sunday night live from the Detroit Golf Club. It's Spin on Golf on 760 WJR.
Back for another round. It's the Spin on Golf Show, presented by Rocket Mortgage and the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Once again, your hosts, PGA professionals Jordan Young, Mike Fay, Brian Cairns, and WJR's own Sean Bolijan.
And welcome back into Spin on Golf here on 760 WJR on this Memorial Day weekend. And certainly we hope you take a moment to pay homage and remember those who sacrificed so very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Next guest, Amy McMillan, the director of the Huron-Clinton Metro Parks, kindly joining us here on 760 WJR. Amy, really appreciate you taking the time and chatting with us about some of the great things going on your seven courses. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thank you so much for the opportunity to talk about our amazing courses all through southeastern Michigan.
Well, you know, it's interesting because we were just talking during the break and the radio people couldn't hear it, but maybe if you're watching on StreamYard, you could hear it. You want picturesque. There's picturesque. The one that I'm very familiar with, as I mentioned to you, is Kensington, you know, with the lake in the valley. And I'll tell you what, Jordan, going out there in the fall with all the colors, just a beautiful sight. But there's a lot of that going on all seven of your courses, right, Amy?
You are 100% right. Kensington is knocked down, drag out, gorgeous, but you can't miss Indian Springs. Indian Springs and White Lake Township is absolutely incredible. Stony Creek, phenomenal. Huron Meadows, the setting at Huron Meadows is gorgeous, and I hear the greens are lightning fast this year. We've got Lake Erie with the lake in the background, Willow, who did I miss? Hudson Mills. Oh my gosh. Hudson Mills is kind of one of our smaller courses, but it is a great way to spend an afternoon.
And oddly enough, BC has played every one of them, right?
Like,
hey, BC, have you played XYZ course in, like, you know, Omaha? Oh, yeah, I played them all.
I played 538 in Michigan. That's all I've played.
But you like Indian Springs Metro Park the best, BC.
I love Indian Springs Metro. Yeah, Indian Springs. I grew up right next to Stony Creek, so that's near and dear to me in Shelby Township. But that's a sleeper. And but we played, again, we played Kensington, Marcia and I, and what a, like Sean said, what a great collection right next to the lake. When you go down 10, and then you got 11, then you got the brute number 12 as a par 3. It is really a good test of golf.
So all the text messages you sent me when you guys were playing that day were Marcia in the trees. Is that true?
He did okay, actually. Okay. Yeah, he whacked it out of there a few times. But
okay.
It was okay, but man, I tell you what, the 11th, the 12th hole and the 15th hole at Kensington, I'll hold them to any par three in the country. They're really, really, really good.
That's cool.
Amy McMillan kindly joining us here, Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. You know, it's interesting. I mean, so many things have changed over the past year, and this is something we've talked about the last few weeks on the show, Amy. Golf courses are incredibly busy as people want to go out. But as you pointed out, people can take the time to make tee times and see if exactly what they want is available to them, correct?
Absolutely. You know, we have seen an increase in rounds of golf last year and this year already, which is just, you know, it makes us feel so great. Our teams at each of our courses are absolutely committed to providing the best experience ever. And it can be hard to find a tee time. So go online, reserve your time at your favorite course. Make sure that you get everything that you need to have a really extraordinary experience.
What's the website to go to just for the benefit of people listening?
Yeah, go to metroparks.com, click on the golf tab, and it will take you right where you need to go to get those times on the tee sheets.
So many good things happening with so many of these courses. And one of the things that jumps out to me is people are busy. People are getting back to, you know, real jobs and things like that. And maybe you don't have time to play half a round or even a full round. People can hit your driving ranges, correct?
Yes, sir. They absolutely can. We have driving ranges at Stony, at Huron Meadows, at Indian Springs, at Lake Erie, and at Willow too. And our driving ranges have been getting a ton of business this year as everybody's getting out and getting ready to hit the full course.
Great stuff. One of the things that jumped out to me as we were preparing to have this conversation, once again, kindly joined by Amy McMillan, the director of the Huron-Clinton Metro Parks here on 760 WJR, your partnership with the Golf Association of Michigan. Tell us about Youth on Course.
Youth on Course is one of our favorite programs. You know, it's an opportunity for kids to get out, learn the game, improve their game, and get on these fabulous courses for discounted rates. It's such a great program. I encourage all courses out there to participate.
Amy, Jordan here. I see on the website, too, some more promotions. Talk to me a little bit about Parent-Child Golf Special.
So we have different specials throughout the summer. The best way to find out is to go to our website, just as you've been doing, to see what is popping up. It's a great way to go out and spend the day with your kid without making a huge investment. So take advantage of those specials while they're there.
That's good stuff.
No doubt about that. Once again, kindly joining us, Amy McMillan. She is the director of the Huron-Clinton Metro Parks here, Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. Golf volunteers, a lot of people, perhaps you have some time on your hand, maybe you retired, whatever the case may be. You guys are always looking for golf volunteers, correct?
Yes, sir, we are. And if you are a golf volunteer, you're going to get some great golf deals and get some time out on the course on us in exchange for your time. We really appreciate everybody who volunteers on our courses.
It's I can't think of anything better to do. You got some time on your like you're right. Your grandfather-in-law. I could see him going and doing that once a week or something like that. Right?
He might tell people a few things too when he's out there. He might give him some advice.
Yeah. Now, do you? I know this is like asking you, but I have to do it, Amy. This is like asking a parent who is their favorite child. We won't tell anybody. Do you have a favorite course? Shh, we won't tell anybody. But do you have a favorite?
So I will give you my true and official line is that I don't have a favorite, but I have favorites about every park, every course. And I have friends who have favorite courses, people who travel from, you know, a couple of hours up north just to come to our courses. And I hear a lot of things about Indian Springs. When people are coming from out of town, Kensington is always, you know, in the top 10 of public golf courses in southeastern Michigan. So folks are looking to get on the course. People in Washtenaw County absolutely love Hudson Mills. It is a great little course. It's really, it's really picturesque. It's out in the middle of nowhere. So whatever you're looking for, you know, if you have a favorite thing about that you're looking for on a course, you can find it at the Metro Parks.
Great stuff. BC, I saw you smile and shake your head yes in the affirmative when she talked about Indian Springs. So what is it about Indian Springs that you love?
It's old school.
Yeah.
It's old school. It's got small greens. And I'm into the old school stuff. And that and Kensington are kind of good old school golf courses. Same with Hudson Mills. It's not going to beat you up, but for the better player, you still have a lot of challenge. But again, Stony Creek is a cool place. You know, Metro Park, right up there in the north side of Shelby Township in Washington. It's a really cool place. You can spend the whole day there with your family and then go play a quick round of golf.
Great stuff. Hudson Mills in Dexter, Huron Meadows in Brighton, Indian Springs in Walled Lake, Kensington in Milford, Lake Erie in Brownstone, Stony Creek in Shelby Township, Willow in New Boston, something for everybody. And you can book your tee times easily online at golf.metroparks.com. You know, the question always comes up as well. I'm sure you know this better than anybody, Amy, about golf carts and accessibility. What can you say in regards to that?
So one of the things we've been working on throughout the entire Metro Park system is to make all of our facilities more accessible to people. And if you come to the Metro Parks and you need a golf cart that can accommodate you, if you've got a special need, like if you use a wheelchair, give us a call. We can reserve one of our accessible carts for you and make sure you have a great experience on our courses.
Oh, it is beautiful. And I'll tell you what, if you're one of those people like me, I love the picturesque stuff. I do, because I get so mad at my golf game. I like to look at the pretty trees and the pretty water. And so you guys take care of
it. You know what you need? You need that surfboard thing, right? You need to get on one of those and put your clubs on the back. And away you go.
Amy, we appreciate you taking the time. Continued success. If we can ever help you with anything, by all means, reach out. Thanks for all you do.
Oh, you are welcome. And thank you so much for everything that you do. We hope to see you on our courses soon.
Outstanding. Amy McMillan, director of the Huron-Clinton Metro Parks, kindly joining us here. Spin on Golf on a Sunday night. Don't you go anywhere. One more segment to go right here on 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the Spin on Golf show presented by Rocket Mortgage and the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Now back to your hosts, PGA professionals Jordan Young, Mike Fay, Brian Cairns, and WJR's own Sean Bolegian.
All right. I know the boys mentioned this late in the show last week. That was such a crazy last couple segments we had with Phil, quite frankly, making history. But Eric Dortch was out here.
Oh, yeah.
And he, as quick as he was out here, he was gone because he had a magic ticket. It was like Willy Wonka or something. He had a magic ticket and he ran frolicking out of here. Eric, if you're back at the studio right now, I want to bring you in because you're on some kind of a run. First of all, tell everybody what happened last week in case they missed it. And then tell everybody what happened today. Hi, Eric.
Hello, friends. So last week, I, like usual, when it comes to majors, I've been a Phil Mickelson fan all my life. So I decided to lay five on Phil, and obviously he came away with the victory. Last couple minutes of it coming down the stretch, I had BC in my ear telling me I better not take the payout and all that, and it garnered me a win. So, yeah, like you said, on a bit of a streak, because this week I took Jason Kokrak, got another victory. So, two weeks in a row now.
Two weeks in a row.
Maybe you should come to Vegas with me.
I might have to go to Vegas with you now, yeah. it's looking good.
Well, don't tell Jordan who you took in a hockey game. We'll just leave that. We'll leave that alone.
Well, I haven't been a Phil Mickelson fan, but I have been a Maple Leafs fan for a long time, and I have never placed a bet on the Maple Leafs.
You should try it.
Have you come around, by the way, on Phil? Doesn't it seem like a lot of people have come around on Phil?
I like Phil. Phil's different. I'm a Tiger fan, but I like Phil. I've met Phil. His wife is awesome. They do so much for golf and so much for charity, and he's just an awesome guy. He's just a cool dude. And he's funny.
I had somebody in the business. I'm not going to say his name just in case he doesn't want me to. But I had somebody in the business in the aftermath of what happened last week. We had a personal conversation, and he said the first time he met Phil, he thought he was a big phony. And then he said the second time I met him is when I realized that's him.
That is him.
You know, that's and he said that in a complimentary way. He said, I came away the first time thinking, okay, this dude, no. And then he realized, no, that's kind of him. And, I think some people, I think it's safe to say some people are Phil fans now.
Well, a lot of people were happy for him last week.
Sure.
And a lot of people are still happy for him. Another guy that's happy, Alex Chayka.
What a segue. Mike Parsons, did you hear that? Jordan Young is a radio pro.
Very
now.
Happy because he's a two-time major champion this year.
You can take the rest of the season off.
I'll see you guys later. Jordan's got this.
This is my seventh minor league rodeo. This is my seventh or eighth year of doing this. Come on. I've got to be good for like 2 minutes instead of the 57 or
that
whatever.
That segue was epic, though. I got to be honest with you. That was a great segue.
Toronto needs to be epic tomorrow night. Okay, let's just say that. But Chayka, second major of the year, first player to ever win two majors on the Champions Tour.
Great stuff. Yeah. Absolutely. BC, you're familiar with him a little bit, huh?
Yeah. We played some mini tour events. My buddy Scotty Berliner was paired with him this winter a few times. But just a bulldog. I mean, really, really, really good. Kept himself in great shape, obviously, as you can see. But, you know, kind of brings back a bell that Roger Chapman won two majors a few years back. And a year later, you're not exempt.
One here in Michigan. Didn't he win here at Indian Wood?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, my partner just chipped in for three. Thank you, Mr. Mans. For two. Thank you.
Nice, nice.
Oh, if you and Radio Land could see the smile.
There's no job security in a champion's tour. So
how about
win,
how about Stricker today? Stricker uses a putter, a new putter, and he's been known for how good a putter he is. And he must have missed 8 putts between 6 and 8 feet.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a highlight reel. Check it out. I mean, he was missing them left, right, left, right. I think he shot 6 or 7 over today.
Wow.
Yeah, and he went from first place to I don't know where he ended up, but, yeah, he dropped back. That was surprising.
High school's coming up as well. I know you're doing some work with the Warriors, correct?
Yeah,
you're down in Woodhaven.
The Woodhaven Warriors.
What's going on in high school golf?
So a lot of the regionals are this week, Tuesday and Wednesday. I know we see a lot of the CC kids, a lot of the Novi, Northville, Canton, Plymouth. All those teams are playing either on Tuesday or Wednesday. So good luck to all those kids, the boys, obviously, and the top 3 teams advance to states, and the top 3 individuals advance as well who are not on those teams. So hopefully we get some good results from some of our kids and teams out there, and they all get to go to states and enjoy.
How did you guys do?
We play on Tuesday.
Who do you have?
Well, I am a assistant coach with Woodhaven.
Yes, that's why I'm asking. Yeah. That's why I'm asking.
So, yeah.
So who do you guys have?
What do you mean?
Are you going like match play?
There's 20 teams.
Okay.
20 teams or so at each region, and then you know they take the top 3.
Okay. Outstanding. Yeah.
So I don't have anybody.
You just have yourselves.
Yeah, my son's playing. I'm pulling for my son and the other boys, and you know we've got 2 or 3 kids that might battle it out for a spot individually, and they never know. They could come through as a team too.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting because I, you know, to be full disclosure, mm-hmm. I kind of thought maybe this is like, all right, so you're going to have Northville, you know, taking on Woodhaven or whatever
the
case
may be. No, it's not one-on-one. It's it's just like the college, you know, you play a regional, they take the top so many teams, and then, you know, they get to move on to nationals.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. No, it's a great thing. And you know what? It's funny that you mentioned all those schools mm-hmm. out in my neck of the woods. And, of course, you're familiar with Fox Hills. So many good golf programs. My old high school, Livonia Stevenson, for years,
mm-hmm.
you know, it produced a lot of golfers. Northville. I know BC's familiar with the Dales out there. Some fantastic golfers. That's where my daughter goes to school. Some fantastic mm-hmm. golfers out there.
You know, it's cool to see these kids because Brian, myself, and a lot of the other instructors in the area, we get to see a lot of these kids who have played tournaments for about 10 years now. So they've started at 7, 8, or 9, and then they become a freshman at high school, and you're like, oh, you're a freshman now? And you're like, oh, well, that team's going to be good for a few years. Like, so you get these freshmen that come in that play right away that are impacting their teams. So it's kind of cool to see the young ones come in and take those top 1 or 2 or 3 spots. And it kind of stretches out the longevity of that team for over the years. And that whole area that we're in, that's kind of a golf,
you know,
golf area because all the country clubs around there and there's a lot of golf courses and a lot of good young golfers.
Good luck to everybody. No doubt about it. Yeah, that boy, you can't, like, my neck of the woods, Jordan, you know, you're mm-hmm. you're out.
Mm-hmm.
You can't drive 2 miles well at seeing a golf course. Like, honestly, like, I'm thinking of where I live right now, and I go 2 miles one way, and it's Northville Golf Course. Mm-hmm. If I go 2 miles the other way, there are, like, 3 different mm-hmm. courses, you mm-hmm. know, when you get west of Beck. So, yeah, heck of a lot of golf out there. I was going to ask BC what's going on in BC world, but I think we lost BC. My guess is he bogeyed. And,
BC
and,
world was the appropriate comment there. Right there. It's BC world.
I wanted to see if he had a punk of the week for us.
I have one.
Oh, good. I'm all for it.
Mitch Marner. I hope that week starts over on Monday and changes to the new punk of the week.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything.
Yeah,
it is the Leaf fan, the Habs fan. It's I am.
My dad has not texted me yet because he knows. So I'll have to text him tomorrow. He's a huge Habs fan too. So.
Parsons, was that you? Parsons nominated the punk of the week. BC's first phone. The phone that he tried to get on with us tonight. BC's first phone that didn't work so well. Yeah, I know. Jordan and I are both going to be busy around. I I'm having a bunch of people over in remembrance of Memorial Day.
Yep, I'm working.
Really, all day?
Yep.
You're a working man.
Got to do it.
I told everybody out of my house at 6:55. I'll cook for you. I'll make whatever you want. Everybody leave 6:55. I get out of the house. So definitely looking forward to it. Mike Fay will be back next week. Mm-hmm. He was caddying for his daughter. So best of luck to the Fays. Anything going on for you this week before we get out of here?
Not that I can think of. I'll just be working, teaching away before a few more road trips.
Good stuff.
State Pro-Am next week up at Boyne.
Outstanding. Yeah. Good luck to the Woodhaven Warriors and all the high school teams out there. Got to give them a little extra special love because of Jordan. Mike Parsons, thank you. Eric Dortch, thank you. Thank all of you for listening. Enjoy Memorial Day and remember what it's all about. Thanks for listening to Spin on Golf here on 760 WJR. Good night, everybody.